Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Without a healthy mind, being happy is hard. Visit betterhelp.com/onion and see if online therapy is for you.
Harmonize with me and hold me tight all through the night. You're shining bright. I'm your oyster, baby. You're my pearl.
Dominic.
Darling, I love the fact that we started with complete silence. How's it going? Look at my t-shirt.
I'm very good. Welcome, if you would, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's The Friendship Onion with Dominic Monaghan and Billy Boy.
That's
a fantastic t-shirt.
Yeah, this is me just gently stroking my pectoral muscles whilst framing the Friendship Onion t-shirt around it. If you guys want a more worthwhile, thorough look, here is the thorough version of T-shirt. Available at the merchandise store.
At thefriendshiponionpodcast.com. Get your T-shirts, your mugs, and all sorts of things. All available at thefriendshiponionpodcast.com.
William, I wondered if maybe we wanted to start with a song this week. And my little proviso to that was, maybe I could do one part of the song and you could do another, and we could go backwards and forwards because there's a break in the song, and I want to find out if you know the melody of the break. So are you ready?
What song are we doing?
You know the song.
I'm just going to go with it, Dom.
You know it. Don't worry. If you don't know it, I'll fill you in.
Go.
But I'll do the first bit, you do the next bit, and then I'll leave you to do the break because I want to see if you know the break. Are you ready?
Carry on.
We'll try it less. All right, here we go.
Right.
So the song starts like this.
Right.
Na 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 na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na
na na na na. You do the next.
Ba 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 da 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 da.
Brilliant. I was just curious because a lot of people know the na-na-na-na-na-na part, but not that many people are able to follow through with the na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. So well done.
And as you know, Dom, the dance routine for the first part is da 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 da. Isn't that something like that?
I think you're right. That's the birdie song, right?
But what do you do? What dance do you do in the other bit?
The na 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 part.
The na na na. If anyone knows, if you don't know, Dom, if anyone else, do you know?
I don't know, but I should know because I believe that the birdie song is a classic German song.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think so.
Dom, if anyone knows the dance that you do during the na 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 na, please write in to the Friendship Onion at castmedia.com or leave a voicemail on, what's that called again, Dom? You
Speak
do that one.
speakpipe.com/friendshiponion.com, maybe.
speakpipe.com/thefriendshiponion. Is that right?
Brilliant. I think that's great. Or you can leave messages all over our social media.
It's one of them.
Yeah, it's one of
them. Just leave messages. Right, guys. It's the busiest time of year. We all know that. But if you need a break from the holiday action, Best Fiends is the perfect pick-me-up. I play on my phone. It's fantastic. It's seriously my new favourite game. Best Fiends is a match 3 style puzzle and adventure game, all rolled into one.
And you can play it anywhere. If you don't have a Wi-Fi connection, No problem. Play Best Fiends wherever and whenever you want with offline mode.
And Dom, as you know, I might not be the greatest gamer, but I'm already up a few levels. I'm doing pretty good. And it literally has thousands of levels. So there's always something if you need a little mental pick-me-up.
Download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Anyway, we've got a lot to do today,
brilliant,
girls, so we should crack on. I think we've got a couple of voicemails which are going to be sent to us via Johnny Clues. Hit it, Johnny Clues.
Hey, play the button, Johnny Clues, you
Hey guys, this is Garrison from Tennessee here in the States. First of all, big fan of you guys. Grew up watching Lord of the Rings. Probably my favorite all-time trilogy. Just absolutely love it. Obsessed. And thank you so much for doing this podcast. I've thoroughly enjoyed hearing you guys talk about your experiences on and off camera. Just, it's really cool to be able to see the conversations between and your relationship between each other. It's really enjoyable to listen to you guys. But yeah, my question is pertaining to Lord of the Rings. What would be, I guess, your favorite shot throughout the entire, all three movies? Just something that never failed to, like, I guess, give you goosebumps, or just really just like the camera angle or whatever, the music, whatever about that scene, the acting that just really made you go, wow. And every time you watch it, it's just, like I said, goosebumps. Mine would have to be probably the scene where you two are riding on Treebeard's back, doing the last march of the Ents, heading towards Isengard, about to fight. Great scene. Oh, makes me want to tear up every time I see it. it's great. But yeah, thank you guys so much. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And thanks. Bye.
Fantastic. Wow, good question, Dom. Yeah, that was a nice one. The March of the Ents, eh? Brilliant. Great to be involved in that. Can I answer this one just now, Dom?
Please, be my guest.
So it's not one that... It's one that, as a viewer, I mean, I like the shot, but mainly it's the memory of what happened that day that I really enjoy. Is there's a scene in Gondor when Pippin and Gandalf arrive at the great city of Minas Tirith, and we're walking past the Tree of Gondor, which has been dead for years because of all the evil in the world, etc. And Pippin notices a flower just starting to bloom on the Tree of Gondor, so it's alive again and there's hope. And I remember there was a huge crane on that shot. So it kind of followed me and Ian McKellen down. And then it went onto the tree and then it picked up to a huge, shot of Minas Tirith, which was, this beautiful big city kind of hewn into the rocks of a mountain. And I remember watching it back, like we did the scene. And then I ran back to look at it on the TV next to Pete Jackson. And he says, you see this? This is when you know it's a movie. And because of the, this crane shot, they never do that on TV. They might find a way to do it now with drones and stuff. But I remember at that time thinking, oh yeah, this is like, this is a big film. We take this day just to basically get that shot. And it's worthwhile because it's there forever,
Yeah.
So that shot always rings in my mind because of what Pete said, rather than the actual shot.
Just to clarify, when you say big crane, you mean the mechanical device, not the bird.
No, I think there was some scenes where they did try and train a crane. As you remember, there was the train the crane caravan.
Yeah.
Well, they did not only cranes, but other birds and also other mammals, in fact.
Yeah.
And but they never could quite get the crane to work. So they did just bring in a mechanical crane.
Mechanical crane. Okay, great. That's brilliant. Yeah, that is a great moment.
If you could write that down.
Yeah. Mine would be, it's very simple, and it is just a shot, and it's also quite homoerotic. I like, yes.
Carry on.
I like the moment in, I believe it's the Two Towers, but it might be Return of the King, but I think it's the Two Towers, where Aragorn has had a hell of a time and he got thrown off a cliff and then he almost drowned and then his horse picks him up and he ends up in, is it Edoras? And the doors that he's trying to get through are massive. No one's helping him out. Clearly he's had a rough time.
No.
He's covered in horse
yeah.
He's soaking wet and he has to push these doors on his own. No one's come to aid him. And the light casts an amazing glow on him and his hair's all wet and he's got bits of horse feces in the cracks of his neck and he probably stinks to high heaven. But my God, he looks like a dreamboat. And that is an amazing shot in that trilogy.
And do you know, Viggo tries to recreate that entrance wherever he's going.
Yeah.
He'll always arrive with a huge light that he places behind him and he always tries to push two doors at the same time.
Yeah, and he's never been as good as he was that day, but he always keeps trying to chase it, you know.
It's good, it's good.
Brilliant.
That's a good question.
Question.
I like that.
Let's see if there's another.
Give us another one. Come on, Johnny Clubs.
Hi, Billy, Dom, how you guys doing? First of all, I just want to say I'm a huge fan. Dom, I love Wild Things. I think I'd binge that in a day. And Billy, The Last Goodbye. That song still gives me goosebumps, man. Top draw, mate. Yeah, so I'm Mark with a C. I'm from all the way across the Atlantic on a little island between England and Ireland called the Isle of Man. As we all know, Billy's character Pippin finds the Palantir in the Two Towers. My question for you both is, if you could each look into the sea in stone and see a perfect world in your own eyes, what would it be you'd see? Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one now.
Great. The Isle of Man, eh, Dom? You ever been to the Isle of Man?
No, I've never been to the Isle of Man. Have you been to the Isle of Dogs? Isle of Dogs. Isle of Lucy.
I've never been to the Isle of Dogs. Have you been to the Isle of Wight?
No, and I've not been to any isles, it seems. I've not been to Skye, Orkney. Love to go to Orkney.
I like the Isle of Man. We used to go to the Isle of Man sort of every year, really. That was our sort of holiday sometimes. We'd go to the Isle of Man. And the thing that used to give me the fear, Dom, my dad told me, if you misbehave on the Isle of Man, this is when I was, 7, 8 years old, they had a thing called the Birch, which was allowed in the Isle of Man, but not the rest of Britain. And it was like little twigs all together, a birch, and they would beat you on your bare bum if you broke the law in the Isle of Man. And I used to fear getting the birch. I never got the birch, though.
Good for you. Was that a classic Isle of Man accent there, or was it Isle of Wight he was from?
That sounded to me more like somewhere near where you are. Is that not like a Manchester sort of thing, Scouser? Or? Yeah. That's what it felt like to me.
A little bit. Anyway, we should answer your man's question.
Please.
What does paradise look like? I mean, I think without any fear of health repercussions, it doesn't matter what you eat. You can just eat it. You're not going to get fat. It's not going to kill you. I would say paradise just looks like an endless road of Nutella sandwiches and sour sweets. I'm a simple man.
I think you should do that from now on. If that's your idea of the perfect world, I think that's accessible. That's accessible to you just now.
Well, yeah, but isn't it bad for you? If I were to just live on Nutella sandwiches and sour sweets, I would probably die sooner than I should.
I don't know. Give it to the end of the year. See how it goes. See how you feel. Right. I think I'm going to say You know, I think, and I know it's a cliche, but a world without war, though, and I think that is also accessible, like a road of Nutella. I think it's accessible. And I think the history of human beings has always been about division, isn't it? It's always been, you're this and we're that. And there's something human beings like that. They like being part, I'm part of this group and we hate that group. So we're going to have a war with you. So I think for me would be to get rid of all of that. There is no us and them. There's only us. And then, you know, and I think that will happen at some point, you know, maybe not, probably not in our lifetime, but at some point there won't be an us and them. There'll just be an us. And that would be the sort of perfect world, I think.
That's a beautiful sentiment. It's interesting, right? Because the idea of us and them on planet Earth happens a lot. But I think one of the ways that they've said we can create a sense of all of us being the same thing is to have a common them. Like if an alien species shows up and starts causing a ruckus with Earth, then everyone in Earth is all in the same boat and we're all one people. But until that point happens, maybe we won't see it that simple, which is a shame.
Yeah. It's just the way it's always been, but it'd be good, you know, and I think we will get rid of it at some point, but who knows when. Reserve Bar is the online source of premium and luxury spirits, wine and champagne. Visit reservebar.com to create the perfect home bar or have the ideal gift delivered. It's also where you'll find the best in new and hard-to-find bottles and those celebrity spirits that you've been wanting to try.
No one does spirits gifting better than Reserve Bar. Have a bottle custom engraved with a name, date, or logo to create the perfect gift. And you can also build your dream home bar at Reserve Bar. Just select the spirits, wine, and bubbly you love. They've also got glassware and mixing tools should you need them.
Visit reservebar.com today and use promo code ONION to save $10 off your purchase of $75 or more on spirits, wine, or pre-made cocktails. But only when you use our special offer at reservebar.com with code ONION. That's reservebar.com and code ONION. This offer expires December 31st, 2021.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist.
You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available.
BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. You can visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. One user said, "My therapist, Elizabeth, has been extremely helpful and supportive as I navigate through my healing journey." Visit betterhelp.com/onion, that's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional.
In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Special offer for the Friendship Onion listeners, get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/onion.
We're going to go to emails. We've got an email here from Liv, lovely Liv in Oregon. It's not Liv Tyler, although she does mention Liv Tyler here in her email. And she says, "Hey, Billy and Dom, I am Olivia from Oregon. New Oregons sometimes say Oregon, which sounds very L-O-T-R to me. And I wish that's how we pronounced it, but it's Oregon, not Oregon." Okay. She says, I was born in 2001, the year The Fellowship came out. My parents are massive Lord of the Rings fans before the release of the film. When they heard Liv Tyler would be in it, my mum decided to name me Olivia as a nod to the actress with the intention of calling me Liv. I am Liv to all my friends and family. Question, if you could create your own fantastical land based on your favorite place or where you grew up, what would it be and what would you call it?
Ooh. Who's going first on this one, Dom?
I can give a very quick answer here, which is a real answer.
Go on then.
I'm a massive fan of Costa Rica. Costa Rica is a very thin Central American country, which has two very distinct coastlines on either side, very different coastlines on either side, and very different mountainous areas and forested areas and very, very humid areas, very dry areas, very varied areas up and down the country. Tons of jungle, tons of protected areas of conservation. They don't have an army. They are self-sustainable. They're one of, for me, the most impressive countries in the world. And if I got myself into a situation where I thought, okay, I'm going to go disappear for a year or so, I think Costa Rica would be at the top of my list. And I would call it Costa Rica.
It's a fantastic name and a fantastic place to spend your time. Right. I think I've got quite back into surfing, Dom.
Right.
Because my son has taken it up. And so we go to the ocean quite a lot again. And I sort of left that for about 10 years or maybe more even. I don't know. But if I had the perfect place, then it would have a lovely wave. It was just about, you know, 3 or 4 feet, just a nice long right hander. And I could just surf that whenever I wanted. And it never got big and messy. And it never disappeared and got like flat. It was just always this perfect wave that landed on a beach that had a nice bar with free food and free beer. And I had a little garage with all my electric bikes and cars in it that I could take wherever I want and just have a nice time all day. And I would call that Billy Land.
Brilliant.
Would you like to visit Billy Land?
I'd love to come stay at Billy Land. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Well, you're always invited. There's always an open door. You have a house there.
Yeah,
don't worry about that. You've got a 3-bedroom house, bank front garden.
Nice. I think I have a house. So you said you've got a long right and there's a bar there. I think I have a house just as the right ends, kind of diagonal to that on the corner of a bluff. I have a house. So if you want to get out and go to the bar, great. And after you've gone to the bar and had some food, you can then walk off and see your mate Dom and have a beer while the sun goes down.
And the great thing about your house in Billy Land, if you'll remember, is you on the balcony of your house at the front, there is a talking iguana.
Yeah.
He'll tell you everything that's been going on in Billy Land while you've been off doing whatever you're doing in Costa Rica.
Brilliant. So all right, we've got another talking question. Iguana. Do you want to read this one or shall I?
Right, wait till you hear it, Dom. Are you ready? It's from Ashley E. in Cincinnati. That's in Ohio, Dom. Mm-hmm. Now, Dom, tell me, where in my hand, if my hand was America, is Ohio?
I'm going to say
right,
just here on the heel of your hand here.
Around here? Yeah. Well, hold on. So this is California. Yeah. Mexico's down here. Here's New York.
Yeah. Just go to your heel and go across a little bit. So kind of in, go across. Stop right there.
There?
Yeah.
Ohio. I think that's not bad, Dom. Good guess. Thanks. Right. Thanks. First, says Ashley E. from Cincinnati. First, I love you both so, so much. Isn't that a nice thing to hear,
Dom?
Lovely
that.
Billy, I met you when you came to Comic-Con in Cincinnati, and you are one of the loveliest humans of all time. That's nicer for me to hear than you.
Yeah, it is actually.
If you ever want to try a food that is Cincinnati, you got to try Goeta.
Goeta.
G-O-E-T-T-A. Goeta.
Okay.
Now, she says, Ashley says, I would love to know, what is the best advice you've ever been given, professionally or personally? Carry on, Dom. Best piece of advice.
The best piece of professional advice that probably came via Konstantin Stanislavski and through my acting teacher at college, Aquinas College in Stockport, Greater Manchester, if anyone's out there, was that acting was listening, which I guess is Stanislavski's most famous kind of comment about acting, isn't it? So I tend to keep that in mind whenever I'm working, that It's not about what you're saying. It's about how you're reacting to the scenes which make you say what you're saying. So if you can concentrate on the listening more than anything else, you're probably going to be better at acting.
It's not acting, it's reacting.
Lovely.
Is that it, Dom? Yeah, I thought that was quite good. I think I summed that up there for you, Dom. Now, I'll take one from acting as well. I'll take this one from Shakespeare. And he said, "To thine own self be true." And I think that's very, you know, as not just for acting, but, you know, for your own life. I think the closer you can get to being true to yourself and not try to conform to what everybody wants, then that's the happier you will be, you know?
Yeah.
How's that?
Love it. Brilliant. Brilliant answer. All right. Here's a question. You were being true to yourself there, Bills, which is a beautiful thing. Here's a question from Anthony, sometimes pronounced Anthony, which is fine, in Texas, who says, "Dear Dom and Billy, if the TV show Survivor hosted a season with the cast of Lord of the Rings, who do you think would come out on top?" Well,
I think most people from watching the movie would jump straight to Viggo.
Yeah.
They'd say, you know, he's a survivor, but that, you know, that was a part that he played, Dom. I'll tell you who would win Survivor without any, I know this to be true. It would be you, Dom. 100%. You can survive in a desert, a jungle, up a tree, down a hole, middle of the earth, on the moon. And there's nowhere I couldn't see you surviving, Dom.
Well, I do love the TV show Survivor. It's probably my all-time favorite reality TV show of all time. It's not even a guilty pleasure because I don't feel guilty about watching it. It is one of my pleasures in life is watching the TV show Survivor. In fact, when I get back from Dublin to the United States, there is a full season of Survivor waiting for me and I just can't wait. I can't wait. So I know all the nuances of how you win that game. I've become friends with Boston Rob over the years. I'm friends with Jeff Probst, who hosts the show. There is the game, which is obviously the assault course and eating certain foods and swimming in underwater adventure places. And then there's also the game within the game, which is the social game. And I think I am probably pretty well versed on both of them. The thing that I've realized about me over the years, which I think is one of the ways that I can survive in those situations, is I don't need a lot of things, really. Do you know what I mean? I don't eat a lot of food. I don't create a massive footprint in terms of my presence in places. I'm not addicted to anything in particular or have cravings for anything in particular. If I can make sure that I'm hydrated and get just a tiny little bit of food inside me, I'm relatively sustainable. Now. So, I think I do all right in Survivor. I don't know about winning it, but I think I would definitely be kind of in the final four.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Good.
Hey, it's riddle time. One of our favorite times on the show. I know.
But, how are we going to do this week, Dom?
Well, let's see.
Right, come on. Who's going to do the riddle first? Come on, Johnny Clues. Are you there?
All right. You ready for this?
Right.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
This is from
Concentrate, Dom.
This is from Anna H. in Finland. I am the beginning of everything, the end of everywhere. I'm the beginning of eternity, the end of time and space. What am I?
Well, give us that again, Johnny. I think I might go.
You got it. I am the beginning of everything. The end of everywhere. I'm the beginning of eternity. The end of time and space.
I've got it, Dom.
Wait, I think I have it too.
Why don't you say it on three, I'll count down. Three,
right. Okay.
Two, one.
The letter E.
E.
You waited till I said it.
No, I didn't.
How come he went 3, 2, 1 and then you didn't say it?
No, I said it. I went E.
Yeah, but it seemed later.
Yeah, it's the latter.
I'll have to let you two figure that out. That was too easy. All right, this one's a little harder.
No, that was good.
I got a second one.
Well, another one, Johnny Quiz.
All right, this is from Spencer in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, yeah, I know Detroit.
Hello, love the show.
Dom, before we start, wait a minute, before we start. On my hand, Dom, where is Detroit, Michigan? This is California. That's New York. Mexico.
I'm going to say almost to the very end of your wedding finger. Yeah. Round about there-ish.
That's exactly right.
That is that could not be more wrong. What are you talking about, Johnny Clues?
It's a little off. It's a little. I was trying to be nice.
I know what Detroit is.
All right, let's go.
It's more like, it's more there-ish.
Oh, nice. All right. So,
right, go
love
on.
Love the show. Huge fan. Started listening to hear Bill and Dom talking with fellow cast members. I love the format and fun conversations. And I have a riddle for you, too. This one's a little tricky. Right. A man lives on the 45th floor of his building. Every morning, gets in the elevator and takes it to the first floor. He catches a cab and goes to work. Every evening, he gets back from work, gets in the elevator, and takes it to the 20th floor. He then takes the stairs the rest of the way to his apartment. Describe this man.
Describe?
Describe him. Tell me about him.
I think I might have heard this before. So I'm going to leave this one with Billy. Because I think I know it.
Oh, I don't. That's good. I don't know it. So I can, I'll bounce things off you, Dom. So he lives in the 45th floor. He goes to work every day. And then when he comes home, so he gets off at the first floor, which is ground floor. For Americans, right? First floor. And then he goes to work. He comes back, gets on at the first floor again, but goes up to the 20th.
Why?
Mm.
Why would you do such a silly thing?
Is he like an elevator engineer or something?
No.
He might be.
No?
I mean, maybe. I guess he could. Yeah, maybe he does leave the building and he goes to operate elevators. But that might be
does he visit someone on the 20th?
Maybe.
Has he got two lives? Has he married twice? Is he a polygamist?
No.
So it's not like he goes, sees his first wife on the 45th and his other wife's on the 20th.
I'd say he might, but that's not relevant. He might have a wife on the 20th.
What would... Let me ask you this, Bill.
What?
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
What would allow the man to be able to take the lift all the way down to the ground floor every day, but only be able to make it to the 20th floor and walk 25 floors up to the 45th.
He's a very short man. He's like a hobbit. He can't reach the 45th.
That's it.
Thank you, Dominic. That was a fantastic clue. We solved that together. He's a hobbit.
He's a hobbit.
That was amazing.
Brilliant answer.
I love it. That was a good one. Good riddle. Two good riddles.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard the first one either. Had you heard the first one, Dom?
What was the first one again? No, I'd not heard the first one, but I did think it was relatively easy to solve. The second one, I think I'd heard when I was a little kid, so I didn't chime in. Guys,
I feel like maybe Johnny Clues helped us with the first one. I feel like his reading of it maybe gave us a little
hint. Darn it.
Thank you for that,
well,
John.
Don't want to make it too challenging.
Guys, yeah, come on. We've got a lot of things to get through.
Billy and I love getting riddles. So if you have any riddles, maybe it's riddles that we haven't seen before or riddles that aren't easy to, read on the internet because, those things might be a little easier to solve. Send us an email. Send us a voicemail. Leave messages all over our YouTube page or wherever you want. And maybe we'll feature you on the show.
And I hope you guys did well with the riddles this week. That was fun. I like riddles. The media is calling it the Great Resignation. Top talent are leaving jobs in droves for better companies. So how do you take advantage of it? With a hiring partner that will help you attract the best people, you need
Indeed is a hiring partner that gets you what you really want, a short list of quality candidates as fast as possible, because you can do it all. Attract, interview, and hire all at Indeed. Don't struggle on your own to find quality candidates. Indeed can help you hire the right people right now. Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process so you can find talent with the skills you need through tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews.
One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy. And with Indeed Instant Match, over 90% of employers get quality candidates as soon as they sponsor the job post, according to Indeed data.
Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/onion. That's $75 credit at Indeed.com/onion.
Indeed.com/onion. Offers valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now that those winter evenings are upon us, Dom, there's nothing I like better than getting some friends around a nice warm fire. And a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes those outdoor evenings even better. And with Solo Stove's Black Friday sale, you can get a great deal on a Solo Stove fire pit.
Yeah, my favorite thing about my Solo Stove is just how portable it is. So you can have a little kind of cozy affair with your family one evening, and then you can pick it up the next day when it's cooled down, take it to another part of your garden, and just create a completely different vibe. I absolutely love it.
I tell you what else I love about it, Dom. It's so easy to light. Just a couple of bits of starter and your fire is blazing in minutes. And it's perfectly portable. You can take Solo Stove anywhere you go, down to the beach, camping. It's fantastic.
Shop Solo Stove's best deal of the year during their Black Friday sale now through November 28th.
And get $10 off with promo code ONION, plus a lifetime warranty and free 30-day returns.
Get an extra $10 off Black Friday deals at solostove.com. Promo code ONION.
Billy and Dom eat the world. And what are we eating this week, Dom?
Billy, we're eating what I think is probably, outside of chocolate hazelnut spread, my all-time favorite spread on the planet, the original Marmite.
Well, Dominic, how much did that cost you where you are just now?
I don't know, actually. Probably about €3, €4, something like that.
How much do you think it is in America, Dom?
I bet it's expensive. Is it more like €7 or €8?
$15. $15 for a jar of Marmite, Dom.
Wow. Well,
I don't even know if I like it. I don't even know if I like it. I don't remember if I've ever tried it. I don't think I have.
We're going to get into this in a second. I've made my all-time favorite sandwich, which is a cheese and Marmite sandwich, and I'll talk you through that. I know we've talked about this on the show before, but
Please.
Before we do, there's an article from the BBC called The History of Marmite that has some amazing points here, and I'm just going to read one of them here. It says, Marmite, please, the original, not to be confused with all the pretenders out there, was invented by accident in the late 19th century. A German scientist, Justus Liebig, discovered brewer's yeast could be concentrated, bottled, and eaten. In 1902, the Marmite Food Company was founded in Burton-on-Trent, Staffordshire, where the raw material was readily available from the town brewers, because obviously Burton-on-Trent was full of beer-making breweries. The original recipe contained salt, spices, and celery, later folic acid, vitamin B12, thiamine, and riboflavin, vitamins, which occur naturally in some foods, were added in high concentrations to create the iconic Marmite.
Tell me about your sandwich, Dom.
Oh, God, William, I don't even know where to begin. I'm so excited. What we've got here, now, right. a couple of little, I would say, issues, because it's not perfect. I'm not at home making this sandwich where it would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The bread is okay, and it's about as brown as you can get in Ireland. As you can see, there's some seeds and some nuts and stuff. I'd like my bread to be a little browner, a little kind of maltier, you know? But it's mm-hmm. okay. Inside this sandwich, we have Irish butter, because obviously we're in Ireland. We have mature Irish cheddar. We have rocket, ooh, which I think is known as arugula in the United States. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
We have a little slight dash of lemon juice. We have quite a lot of Marmite spread over the bread. And then I'm going to finish it off once we're able to eat it with some crunchy salt and vinegar crisps. And that is what you call a classic Marmite and cheese sandwich.
Well, maybe you can help me here, Dom, because I wasn't sure how to prepare it. So what I've done is I got myself a little plate and I've got some toast on it. I toasted the bread. Yeah. I've got some your basic cheddar. I've got butter. And of course, I've got the aforementioned Marmite.
Yeah.
So what would you suggest I do to try it for the first time, Dom?
I would say as someone that's never had Marmite, or someone without too much experience of Marmite, I would spread it over your bread. Similar to the way that maybe a painter might put his first or her first brush stroke of paint on a canvas. Just a slight dusting across the bread. You want it to be a hint of Marmite, not layered across, you know.
So that's going on first on without butter or anything?
No, butter first. Butter first.
Butter first. Hold on, Dom. Mm-hmm. My toast is now buttered.
As much butter
no
as you want.
No, Marmite.
That's just your own personal preferences. As much butter as you want. And then just a...
Gotcha.
Just a hint. I'd put about the size of a 20 pence piece on your knife. That's quite a lot, but okay. Enjoy yourself. Maybe half that, but that's all right. Enjoy it. And then, let's have a look. Good, good. Just a hint. Yeah. Okay.
It's just a hint, Dom. Look.
Yeah, it looks like a little bit more than a hint, but that's all right. That's all right.
I'll scrape some of that off and stick it on another bit.
Lovely. I'm gonna have a,
I'll put that in that edge there, Dom.
I'm having a crisp while I wait.
I feel like butter spread on too much toast.
Something like that, wasn't it? Ian Holm said, as Bilbo.
Oh, yeah. Butter spread over too much bread. Now you're going to give it a go. I'm going to bite into my sandwich because I can hardly wait.
Dom, shall I put cheese on it? I'll just have it like this.
What cheese have you got? Have you got a mature cheddar-y type vibe?
Yeah.
Put some of that on there for sure.
Well, stick it on.
It goes great with cheese.
It's on it. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I dropped it, Dom.
Bad start. Describe it.
The cheese is overpowering it a sec. Hold on. Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. No, I like. Hold on, Dom. Mm-hmm.
Quite salty. Yeah.
Oh, why did I never have this? It's very good.
Great. There is a kind of an umami vibe to Marmite.
Yeah. Oh, I like that, Dom. Mm,
right. I'm so happy you like it. Now,
why do I never have that?
Marmite is known for being an extremely polarizing taste. In fact, the ad campaigns for Marmite that have been running for years, certainly since I was a kid, is Marmite, you love it or hate it. And there really isn't anything in between. You're either, like me, an absolute Marmite card-carrying fan. I've got a Marmite T-shirt. I travel with Marmite. I can't say more nice things about Marmite. I'm a huge Marmite fan. And then there are people out there that can't have it in their house. They hate the smell of it. They're not into it. You seem to be one of the converted bills.
I think I'm going to be 100% fan of this stuff. I can't believe I've never had it before. That's fantastic. See, when I first smelt it, when I opened it, it really reminded me of Bovril.
Yeah.
Have you had a Bovril?
Had a Bovril.
You know that drink? Is it made from the same stuff? Is it the same?
Similar. I think Bovril has more of a kind of...
Have you ever...
thinner, gravy type vibe. And I think Bovril is non-vegetarian. Whereas not only is Marmite vegan, vegetarian, it's also vegan.
Now, can you make a drink from Marmite?
Yeah, you can do
like
that.
Like a Bovril.
I think Bovril's better for the drink.
Well, I might try that. Oh, Dom, I like that a lot. That is fantastic. Now, I'll tell you, Dom, do you know where the name comes from?
What?
Marmite. The name comes from a French casserole dish called Marmite, or actually pronounced Marmite, in the Normandy port of Dieppe. A popular fish stew is known as Marmite de Poix. Ever since the 1920s, the red and yellow label on the jar of Marmite has a picture of Marmite on it, as you can see, Tom, if you're watching on YouTube. So, yeah, it's named after a French casserole dish. Fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic. You and I have spent quite a lot of time in New Zealand and in Australia. And one of the things, one of the raging debates in those countries is that their version of Marmite is better. Now, let's just reiterate, the English or British version is the original and the greatest. And over in New Zealand and Australia, companies like the Sanitarium and Wellbeing Company sells their own Marmite, but has added caramel and sugar to the original version, giving it a much sweeter taste. So it deviates from the original Marmite, not only in taste, but in consistency. And also Australia is famous for creating another kind of bastardization of Marmite, which is called Vegemite.
I've heard of that one. Dom, I absolutely love it.
I'm so happy.
It says on the thing, it's rich in B vitamins as well. So that's energy and stuff, isn't it? That's good. Dom, let's give it some scores.
Okay, we're going to give it some scores. I'm going to continue to eat my sandwich while we give it some scores. First up is flavour.
I'll have a tiny bit more.
Where do you even begin? It's a complex flavour, I would say, full of complexities. Shall I go first on flavour?
Yeah, go on, Dom.
Well, the taste of Marmite reminds me of being a student, of not having that much money, of living on Marmite and toast sandwiches, Marmite and cheese sandwiches, maybe stirring some Marmite into my baked beans. It's the best of English flavours. For me, I mean, this is it's going to blow your mind, these scores. But for me, the taste of Marmite, it's a solid 10. I can't give it anything less. It's a 10 out of 10.
Dom, that's your second 10 in 2 weeks. Last week, I think you gave a 10 as well.
Well, Guinness got a 10.
I've never known anything like it. Hold on. I went deeper into the Marmite tunnel, Dom.
Okay.
I put a lot more Marmite lot. On this.
Yeah. Enjoy it.
Well, okay, I want to make sure that I understand the flavour. Oh, yeah. It's intense, Dom.
Well, as a relative novice... To the world of Marmite, just tell me instinctually, without being influenced by any outside sources, explain the flavour to me. Tell me, what are the things coming up when you taste it?
So it's very intense to the point that it's making me make a face.
Yeah.
And it's so sort of, it's not sour, but it's affecting my whole system. Yeah. It's definitely got a sort of, strangely for a vegan thing, it's got like a meat, it's almost like a really intense gravy. It's delicious. It's salty, like almost like a What's those little salty, hairy fish?
Anchovies!
Hello, Scooby Gum! Welcome! It's kind of like an anchovy.
Yeah.
But not really, but the feeling of it, it's like, I love it. You know what, Dom? I'm going to give it, because it's so strange and not really like any other flavour, I'm going to give it a 9.6.
Wow. Wow. I mean,
can you believe I've, that's not part of my life?
Oh, you're going to love it. I'm so excited by the fact that you're going to be having Marmite on toast for breakfast and stuff like that. It's just brilliant. It is extremely salty. Like, I think the overwhelming taste of it is salt. But then once you start to get into some of the subtleties of the flavour, there is that umami type taste to it. I absolutely love it. I love it. Okay.
Right. So that's good. What about the look of it, Dom? The look of it.
I can't. I don't even know where to begin. You've got the classic kind of honey, kind of honey receptacle shape, like a honey barrel type thing.
Well, as I've already explained to you, that's a French casserole called the marmite.
The marmite taste shape. Obviously, they color the jar dark. So you've got this dark, you know, browny, almost Guinness type color, which juxtaposes beautifully with this yellow top. This sticker on the front has been, used by bands as their kind of, they'll change the name here for the name of their band, but they'll include the kind of iconic Marmite design. And then inside, I mean, it looks very strange. Look, I'm almost finished with mine. I've only had it a couple of weeks.
I've just started mine, Dom.
Oh, the smell is...
I actually bought this for you. I bought this for you a few months ago and I forgot to give you.
Keep it.
Because I saw it in a store. And yeah, I'm going to keep it. I'm going to eat it now.
I would be more than delighted with the idea that in buying me a gift, you accidentally became a Marmite fan. That would just fill me with joy. For me, the look, the aesthetic, the whole thing, it's a 10 out of 10.
Two 10s out of 10. Dom, this is unheard of. I will give it because I was impressed by your discussion there and how you talked about it. And it's made me think that that's going to be an 8.8. Yeah. You've made me give it a good mark. Now I'd like to say, how useful is it? Dom, how useful. You've already mentioned maybe when you were a student, you would use it a lot. You put it on toast, you'd stick it in your baked beans. So it sounds like it's useful, but maybe you could confirm that for me.
Billy, thank you. The classic way to eat Marmite is Marmite on toast. That's the whole kind of student-y thing. But Marmite is a great thickening agent in things like gravies, in bolognese's, in chilies. As we've seen with my treat that I've got here, it goes really well on a cheese sandwich. It goes well with other things on a sandwich. You can stir it into your baked beans, which I do. So I make beans on toast. I put some Marmite on the toast, stir a little bit of Marmite into the beans and a little bit of curry powder. And now you've got curried beans on Marmite on toast. It works in so many different ways. It's extremely versatile. I don't think you can put it in cakes. It's more of a savory thing. But Marmite do make things like Marmite cheese crackers and Marmite crisps, Marmite cashew nuts, Marmite rice cakes. It's extremely versatile. You're not going to believe this. It's a 10 for usefulness.
John, that is a 10, 10, 10.
It's a perfect score.
That is unheard of.
Perfect score.
It's a perfect score. It is the perfect food for you. We have, maybe that's the end of Billy and Dom Eat the World. We have found it'd have to be perfect for both of us.
True.
And I can't comment on how useful this is because I haven't tried it on anything except some toast and cheese and I absolutely loved it. But I will try it in all the things you're talking about. I love baked beans, Dom. Mm. So I will try it in beans.
Yeah.
So at the moment, I'll give it, just because you say it is, I'll say a 7.8.
Lovely stuff.
For Marmite.
I would say, when you're making it with your baked beans, Bills, as a novice, don't want to overwhelm it, I would say half a teaspoon of Marmite in your baked beans as you're doing it. But the other thing, which I think you would really like, if you're making a stew or a casserole or a chili or a bolognese and you taste it and you're just like, just need something. It needs a little kick. It needs a little punch. You just need something just to put it over the edge. A teaspoon of Marmite in there just brings it all together. It's amazing. It's amazing.
I'll keep you informed how I'm using it because I really love it though. And it leaves a nice aftertaste in your mouth. It's actually taken me back to my childhood when you used to be able to get Bovril crisps, you know, or America chips. You would get Bovril flavor. And it's left that, I feel as if I've just had a packet of Bovril crisps.
Yes, I hear you. Well, I'll leave you with this final quote here from nutritionist Melanie Brown, who says, Marmite plays such a useful part in many people's diet and is incredibly useful for older people who are short of vitamin B12. It's full of folic acid, and there is evidence that many women, especially young women of childbearing age, are deficient in folic acid. So young ladies should be eating Marmite. Shouldn't we all?
That's good to hear. I mean, it's nice if you like the flavor of something and then some nutritionalist says it's actually good for you. That's even better. Yeah.
Well,
oh, Dom, you've really switched me on today. That's maybe the best thing you've ever told me about. And I've never listened up to this point. You should have told me more forcefully. That is absolutely delicious. I love that.
Well, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it eat Marmite. But I'm so glad that you tried it and you enjoyed it. And you're right. I think we have peaked because I've never... Look, I think a couple of weeks ago, I gave Guinness a 10 out of 10 for aesthetics, but I didn't give it a 10 out of 10 for flavor and usefulness. But Marmite gets a perfect 30 out of 30 score. So yay, Marmite.
That is unbelievable. We need to, in the new studio, have a Marmite poster or something as our first perfect score. Hey, Dom, can we do Funky for you? Because we haven't done that for a few weeks and I like listening to music and commenting.
Let's do it. Introduce our Funky song this week.
We may need Johnny Clues to help us out here. Johnny!
I'm gonna wash your face!
Okay. Thanks, John. Kind of came out of left field.
Dom. So I tell you, do you know who that was, Dom? Playing that. Do you know who that music was?
Tell me, Bills. Tell me about this song.
Well, Marley's from Alberta, Canada, says that she really likes Is It Funky? She likes that segment of the show. She said it's a great way to hear about new tunes and listen to your old favourites. That's true. And you can listen to all of this on The Friendship Onion on Spotify. If you go onto Spotify, you'll find our thing there and it's got all the songs on it. You'll love it. Anyway, she suggested a song by Five Alarm Funk. It's an awesome band from Vancouver, Canada, and they put on the best shows and are described as a horn-powered, percussion-fueled, sonic and visual assault. Were you assaulted by their funic, sonic and visual assault, Dom?
I felt very assaulted, but in a good way. Can we hear it one more time, Johnny?
Come on, Johnny, give us the funk.
I'm gonna wash your face.
I don't think we can deny that that's funky.
Quite aggressive funk, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think I'd like to see that band live. I think, as they say, they're known for their kind of sonic and visual assault. They're called Five Alarm Funk. And that track is called Wash Your Face. There you go, though. Wash Your Face.
Yeah.
I washed my hands and face before I came out.
I loved it.
So do you want to give it a score in a sort of band? Tell us again how the scores work on this, though.
Yes, thank you. The scores are rated in funk level from Brahms, no funk, all the way up to As Sexy As He Gets, Prince. Very funky.
Right, Dom, I'm going to give that, because that was funky. And it was, yeah, it was like, it was, as you say, it was a kind of aggressive, lots of stabs, horns. You were talking about Prince there, and I'm going to say Prince a la Sign of the Times around that time, when it was a bigger band, lots of stabs, and yeah, like Earthquake, that sort of thing.
Love it. I'm going to give it, because there was a level of aggression and kind of dance element to that song by Five Alarm Funk, I'm going to give it I Can Turn a Corner Funk. I Can Tina Turner, sorry. that level of funk. Fantastic stuff. I absolutely loved it.
I loved it as well. Thank you for sending that on. I love it when people get the bands wrong, the names. Tell that story of what your uncle used to call a famous band.
Wait, what? I'm trying.
Do you remember this? I'm sure it was an uncle, and he was talking to you about a band for a while, and you're like, no.
Oh, I do know it.
I don't know that band.
Yeah. My uncle Paul was trying to get me into a band for, I don't know, a good couple of weeks. He's like, have you heard that Jammy Rocky? Do you not think that Jammy Rocky's brilliant? And I was like, Jammy Rocky? No, I don't know. And he's like, oh, he's everywhere. He's all over England, and he's massive. He's having like big hits in Europe. He's brilliant. Jammy Rocky, look him up. Jamiroquai.
Jamiroquai.
Jammy Rocky.
Jammy Rocky.
Close.
Dom, I think we're going to have to leave it there this week on that note, if you don't mind.
I've loved it.
You've introduced me to Marmite, which I absolutely loved it. This week, it was great fun, but for that alone, it was worth it. That is so delicious. I was licking the knife. I was licking the Marmite from the
brilliant
knife, Dom.
Brilliant. Well.
Delicious.
Thanks a lot to everyone who's been listening and possibly watching today. We really appreciate your support. We appreciate all the comments that you're leaving on our YouTube channel and also wherever you pick up your podcast. And if you want to give us a 5-star review and leave lovely comments, it always helps us to make more and more podcasts. So thank you and bless you guys for doing that. And also, if you want to get hold of any cool merchandise, you can go check them out at thefriendshiponion.com.
The French and Onion Podcast.com.
Thanks for catching it.
It looks good on you, Dom, I tell
thanks,
you what.
Mate.
Yeah, thanks to everybody. Don't forget, rate, subscribe, review, do all of that. We'll see you next week on The Friendship Onion.
Toodles!
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.